Bill 1022. We're going to go into work session this morning in a moment, but what I'd like to do before we take any action is I just welcome the members to the committee. We're the first of the conference committees to meet in the building. So
somebody has to be the first.
Somebody has to be first, and we hope we're the we set the tone for the other conference committees. You all should have some B9 amendments before you. They are numbered B9, and they are benign. We have a conceptual amendment that will be added by Ms. Hunt. So what we'd like to do is go into work session and have a presentation of the amendment for the effect of the amendment on the bill and a description of the revenue impacts, and then we'll ask Ms. Hunt to come up and add a conceptual amendment. We're in work session on Senate Bill 1022. Steve, could you help orient the members to the content of the bill overall and the B9 amendment?
Hey, Mr. Chair, members, you should have before you the Senate Bill 1022 and the dash B9 amendments. The bill, in general, provides some additional finance options to school districts, education service districts, and then with the amendment, community colleges. It changes the payment of the state school fund dollars to school districts and education service districts beginning in July of 2003, such that there's a double payment in July of 16 2/3%, and then no June payment. In the first special session, I believe it was, the legislation was passed to make an 8 1/3 payment each month. And so this makes it a double payment in July, no June payment. It also allows school districts and education service districts to issue CANs or tax anticipation notes with a 13-month maturity date in place of a 12-month. So that's to allow them to be able to cross over from one fiscal year to another, borrow in one fiscal year, pay it off in the 13th month in the following fiscal year. It also allows school districts and the ESDs that use accrual accounting to accrue up to, now the bill says 8%, but the amendment changes that to 91.1%. for their state school fund grant from the next fiscal year. And then for the cash districts, again, beginning in 2003, it allows the cash accounting districts to have a negative fund balance. And again, it limits that negative balance to the amended version of 9.1% of their state school fund and local revenue. But this, the negative fund balance provisions are sunset in January 1, 2006. Also for 2003, the school districts' distribution to the school districts would be calculated based upon the level of the state school fund at the close of the regular session for payments up through April. And then the May payment would be reduced for any reductions being made into the state school fund. So all of the reduction would come at the end, and then they could borrow at that point for a shorter period of time. The dash B9 amendment provides basically that the same kinds of provisions that the bill is granting to school districts and ESDs are also provided to community colleges. So it says that for 2003 that three equal payments of the fund should be made in August, October, and January. And then for the fourth quarter, the district could accrue 1/3 of those payments against the 2003-04 payment. And then in future years, when they have a full four-quarter payments, they can accrue 25% or 1/4 against the next year. What this does is to free up about $211 million of state school fund dollars and then $56 million of community college dollars. And then the other part of the amendment, again, was to put in 9.1% for the accrual limit percentage.
Question, Senator Dukes.
I was curious as to why we were going to 9.1.
The reason for the 9.1 is that the amount is based upon their state school fund dollars in 2003. And since that amount has been lowered, the percent to get back to the 211 had to be increased.
Okay. Representative Joy. Just a question for staff. If the effect of Senate Bill 1022 was already on the education school districts where the B9 amendment, the You're talking about the accrual accounting and the tax anticipation notes could be used for just, it's just the community college service districts?
All districts.
Okay.
School districts, education service districts, and community colleges.
Okay, so is it not in 1022 for education school districts now?
Yes, it is in 1022, and the amendment.
The B-9.
The B-9 adds community college.
Right, okay.
Thank you, Representative Dodd. Any further questions? And I believe you finished your orientation to the B-9 and did the, description of the revenue, or the impacts to revenue.
Yes.
Let's bring forth Ms. Hunt, who has a, just a two-word or so, three-word conceptual amendment.
Hi, Cindy Hunt, Legislative Councils Committee. When this amendment was being shipped around the state to various accountants, one of the things, issues that the accountants brought up is that the language in the paragraph talked about accruing revenues in the budget of the community college or the school district. And an accountant's, what they consider to be a budget document is different than a financial statement. And they felt more comfortable having budget and financial statements placed in the bill. And so I placed and financial statements, I think, in three or four places in the bill, and I missed one of the spots, which is on page 2 of the amendment, line 7. And it's right after the word budget, and it's just to add and financial statement. And this would make it consistent with other places in the bill. And I'm told make the accountants happy.
Any questions of this kind? Hearing none. Thank you, Ms. Hunt. Colleagues, the action before us would be to move the B-9 amendments as amended into the B-Gross version of Senate Bill 1022, and then further to move the B-Gross version of Senate 1022 to, I guess it would be the.
To the floors.
With the recommendation. So we are in work session. The chair will accept motions.
Mr. Chair, Senator Biz, I move that we amend the dash B-9 amendments with the addition on line 7, page 2, after the word budget, we would add and financial statement.
Senator Dukes moves a conceptual amendment into the B-9 amendments as follows. Page 2, line 7, insert the words and financial statements after the word budget. Any questions about the motion? And seeing none, any objections to the motion? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the dash B-9 amendments dated 62602 to Senate Bill 1022.
Senator Dukes moves the B-9 amendments as amended into Senate Bill 1022. Any questions on the motion? Hearing and seeing none, any objections to the motion? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, what is the proper motion?
The proper motion, actually, is that is not, the, that's a full motion. So the proper motion, I think, would be to, that's it.
That's it?
That is
it. That's an odd motion.
It's a very odd.
Yeah.
Senator Dukes, here's an odd motion for your consideration.
Thank you.
And it is the yellow highlighted portion. So the motion is that we.
The Senate. No, that's not right. We're not concurring in. Oh.
Yes.
Yes, we are. Yes. Okay. I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments dated June 14th and that the bill be amended as we have already done and that it, the recommendation be sent out that, to each chamber that it be repassed.
Does anyone understand the motion? Any questions on the motion?
Did we dare?
No.
We have some discussion on the motion. Representative Dodd?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to object and vote no on this, mainly just for, I think, just a matter of process. We are kind of looking at this point, having the cart before the horse. We don't yet have a package together, and one of the essential elements of the package is what the actual amount of dollars we're going to be requesting the voters to approve on the endowment fund, if we do another Measure 13 proposal. And one of the basis for this amount was going to help cover some of those costs. And if we're at on the House side, it was a $200 million disappropriation. On the Senate side, it's a $211 million disappropriation to education, to K-12. Without any certainty, at 11:15 on Saturday morning, just where that additional $11 million is going to be recouped for education, I'm not willing to support this. And, you know, at the end of the day, as we go through this process, that may change, and I may end up voting for this once I have a full picture. But at this point, I'm not willing to risk that $11 million for K-12.
Representative Doyle, the chair recognizes your concern of process, and appreciate your question. Any further discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Dukes.
I think the way the bill is written, the money is what the money is. It's a payment. And if it's $200 million, then that's what comes out. And if it's $211 million, then that's what comes out. From the beginning, at least on this side, we've been dealing with $211 because that's what we were told was the number. But I think the truth is the way the bill's written is whatever it is. And I wanted to say, for purposes of moving the process along, I am, and I will vote aye on this, but I expect to continue voting against this bill on the floor.
Duly noted, Senator, and I appreciate your courtesy consideration of this bill on this conference committee. And let those words remind us, it is what it is. Thank you. Further discussion on the motion.
No, I just add that it is what it is, and that it is a part of moving this process along. And I think all of us are in the same position so that we can get on with the people's business. And we, when we hear, see the whole packet, it may have other bearings, but right now we need to get this process going.
Sensing closure on the it is what it is.
A lot of
media.
Yeah. Call the
roll.
Senator Doyle?
No.
Senator Duke?
Aye.
Representative Thompson?
Aye.
Representative Tenote?
Aye.
Representative Lindbergh?
Aye.
Chair
Ferrioli? Aye. The motion having passed, I will remind the members before we adjourn that they are required to sign the conference committee report document. We are out of work session on Senate Bill 1022, and when the appropriate document has been signed, we will adjourn the committee. So if we can go ahead and circulate that at the present time. And there are multiple copies. Three copies.
Thank you.
It's
on the 29th.
Just 10 seconds later. Your prediction is that we sign.
He said he was going to join the committee when we signed. It's a unique way to do it.
They can't leave until I... Yes, exactly.
Representative Winters.
And friendly.
Noting for the record that the members are in the process of signing documents, we are in adjournment.